best life.
Okay, that's my
good morning, Lagos, and welcome to the
What's up, Lagos?
You not understand.
No, actually.
You
understand in a bit.
You can never get this kind of reaction from any time in your life. This is the only time. I'm telling you, you know who you are. You can never get this reaction in your life. This is the most ovation he will
I'm
have from us.
Eh? This is how they know that somebody's in the studio. Let's go!
I paid the ransom.
How much did you pay?
Keep quiet there.
296 million. Was it not?
Welcome.
What's up, Lagos? Yeah. Let me tell you something. Let me say something
Thank
clearly.
Me first.
Thank me first. How?
Thank me.
You arranged this thing for beginning. Let me tell you something. I'm not talking to anybody, all of you listeners. If anybody talks to me, if anybody, out of all the people I think I had followers, 21 people alone DM me to ask me, how's my life? And of the 21 people, 13 naira is what they contributed.
Ah!
So let nobody talk to me. The only reason I'm here
today. They did.
Let me talk. Don't spoil my bad name. Let me talk. So I'm telling you people now that the reason I'm here is because of the 22nd of January. If you don't collect your PVC, I will come personally with thunder. I will come personally with thunder. That's the reason I'm here. I'm still dealing with the situation. You know, when you leave captivity, you have to go to hospital.
But you came back more, I mean.
More what? No, this is anger.
Look at his eyes.
This is anger. What my
you must have done
seen.
Something to him. Look
what
at
my
eyes.
Oh, God. I will not cry. I will not come on that already and cry. See, nobody should come and greet me. If people don't want problem, just greet Marian and Infoget. Please, if you talk to me,
they will greet you. We are not stressful.
No. Let me try.
See, I'm happy. I'm really happy. See, we missed you.
I don't miss you.
We worked
we
hard.
Funny enough, he missed us.
He missed us. Look at you. He's smiling.
Okay. I'll meet you, people. Are you people in captivity?
No. I know what I suffered.
See, let me tell you something.
I suffered.
I get emotional.
Thinking about everything that happened to you.
Mary and myself are the people that helped you get Hamatang. We talked to Ministry of Interior to put on Hamatang for you people.
Oh, really?
And at the end of
Where's
the
Hamatang? It disappeared.
Just
2 days. No, it's just haze. It's just dust and haze.
So
there's no dust.
It's just heat, really.
No, it's just haze.
They put it off again now.
Look, it didn't get bright till almost 6:47 a.m.
I was in captivity. They have luggage.
I helped you. Are you gonna not tell me thank you?
6 million naira.
Even the audience can know. Every day I be
complaining. And she's still owing 600 naira.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will not be in captivity.
Amen.
As we start this
Amen.
People will not treat you the way people have treated me.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
No.
What's wrong
with you?
The way.
Were you there?
It was all love. 21 people.
The way they were shouting on me on the phone.
And there was a woman who got pregnant. After 6 months, the child came off. May God help us. So let's go on.
Well, it's good to have Stretch back on the
Very
show. Good morning, Stretch. Happy New Year.
Whatever.
Happy New Year, darling. But I sent you. I smuggled your love right.
No, you tried. If there's anybody.
Why she call me darling? What's that?
Yeah, there's a new thing going here.
What do I call you now? Because that's what it's called.
Use honey.
Honey, all right. That's fine.
Use honey.
Stretch, honey.
I've been snapping this hard.
See, let me tell you something. When Marianne, the way Marianne treated me in captivity, you will want to be in captivity.
Are you serious?
You want them to hold you. Marianne will come there, the expression on her face.
I don't understand. You were always going to visit him.
They allowed me.
Why? Yeah, OAP privileges.
It's the Gumi effect. So, the way she came through. She came through and she could
like
actually.
Ben-de-deng.
Yeah, she came through.
Ben-de-deng. I even smuggled jollof rice for Christmas.
There was one that they took one of the meat.
Hey, wait. What kind of kidnappers are these?
Hungry kidnappers. Hungry kidnappers. But thank God. But see, they've not totally freed me.
You can see, we have to call our money.
have to be reporting there to sign that my freedom is not to their detriment.
Oh, wow.
We manage it. We manage you once.
It's like an NDA. Yes.
Stop mentioning things, please. There's another kidnapping in Benin. Just calm down.
Anyway, good morning, Lagos. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos? And Stretch is back. Okay. Whatever. So we're going to start off the show with our sound off for this morning, as usual. And we're sounding off on what Stretch has already talked about, what his experience. But this one is for the Edo people. Mm-hmm. And right after that, we're going to go into our musings for today and the conversation proper. All right. Good morning. My name is Mary Anna Cohn. Info Girl is here. Very excited. She's smiling because she has seen Stretch. And Stretch is here.
By the way, my name is Stretch. And all of you. All of you. See, let me tell you something.
All of you. That person, your name is all of you.
22nd of January, if you don't collect your PVC, I personally, Stretch.
Customized thunder.
I will come with thunder myself.
They heard you. Yes. They heard you the first time.
And I have Koboko straight from the army.
And I just have
you.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a very calm and angelic self looking at you like, why did you do that? Why didn't you take your PVC? Like,
will you keep quiet?
Life can be fun.
But the life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badugba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep it fixed.
And this is Sound Off. Well, apparently, soldiers, police personnel, and vigilantes are currently tracking abductors of no fewer than 31 passengers who were whisked away from the Tomikimi train station, Igboefon, Edo State, on Saturday. Among the victims are the manager of the station, Godwin Okwe, and head of security of the station, simply identified as Ikahere, and 29 passengers. Now, the incident is coming 10 months after bandits attacked and killed 14 passengers at the Abuja-Kaduna train service. Now, they also abducted 65 others. Those 65 were released after spending months in captivity and paying ransoms. On the line, the word paying ransoms. So I read that to say this. The year just started. I remember just starting the year with... ending the year, and Fancy Nancy and I were here reeling out all the events of 2022. January 2022 started with massacre, February, massacre, killings, abductions, massacre, killings, abductions. And we had one good thing, one conspicuously good thing. Maybe there were a few other things, but one conspicuously good thing, and that was Toby Amuson breaking a 16-year record. So in this country, we barely had anything to applaud. Barely. And then some people say, oh, PIB, the bill, the INEC, what was it called again? The bill for, the Voters Act, something like that. I can't remember how it's called. Anyway, some people say that's a good thing to get Mr. President to append his signature to that electoral act as amended was a good thing. But if we were losing so many people in 2022, I was hoping that with Mr. President's New Year's speech, which most people didn't listen to because they were talking about Obasanjo's message, we could have turned a new leaf. We could have, because again, we've seen these abductions happen. We remember the school abductions. They kept happening in the same way, uniformly, like our security agencies, like our governments and all the people that are saddled with the responsibility of protecting lives and property. We're not trying to be 10 steps ahead of these guys. Why are we here having this conversation again today? Now, it's not happening in the north. It's here, close to home. It's here. It's Edo State. If you go by road now, you get to Benin from Lagos. It's here. So, you know, when they talk about things happening in the north, we always act like it's in the north because it's not close to us, but it's hitting close to home. Last year, Stretch and I kept saying, the abductors are now here on Lagos Ibadan. We're not paying attention to it. But somebody's out here telling me to vote for them. Somebody's campaigning. Somebody's, saying, I will do this. I will turn water to wine. But we're not safe. if we're not safe, how are we going to vote for you, sir? How?
And to drop a word there is the same system, the rail system, the same that the abduction happened the other time, the very same. And if you capture this head of security of the whole train system, and you take the state police and Belanja are combing the forest. They went through the forest. They are, you have CCTV. You can get your drones.
You can't
to check
be sure
the
that
area.
The CCTVs
you
are
can,
working.
You can do heat, whatever. You can check the soldiers. How big is that forest? Is this another one we're going through? And the first abduction, total money was more than 1 billion naira.
Yes, yes.
That was paid.
Some families were left
naira.
To fend for themselves.
All the families, nothing happened. The only thing that government did was the one that the terrorist's wife was really pregnant. I know this is an issue. They had to take the private jet to take her.
They negotiated hoping that the terrorist will be a gentleman.
Be gentle, and it wasn't gentle. Are we going on this course again in 2023? Is this happening again right before our eyes? And somebody is telling me that they've not picked their PVC. Somebody is telling me that they will not vote. Somebody is listening to the same story again and letting it play back in their head. Somebody is not caring about their children and their grandchildren. Somebody is taking religion and ethnicity above the thing called Nigeria. There's a Nigeria before your religion. There's a Nigeria before your ethnic group.
Yes,
there's a Nigeria that your grandchildren need to be left with. They might empty our vaults, but they're not emptying your brain. I hope your brain is not empty. Get your PVC and go there and vote. Otherwise, we'll be talking about this. The abduction might be in Victoria Land tomorrow morning. What will you do? Who will leave no stone unturned. I rest.
And that sound off. Lagos, I'll take it to Lagos. My people also like that rock. All right, it's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria in for 23 minutes, come past the 10 o'clock hour. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? I come with the claps.
Judge's girlfriend is so excited. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Were you there?
Girlfriend or wife? Hello?
Wife that did not know how they got your husband out of captivity.
Let me tell you.
I was the one that delegated. Yes. So she wasn't the delegate.
You delegated. I give you back hand. Yeah,
no,
you delegated.
We're not violent in this station. We're not violent in this place. We're not violent. Your head did what?
Hey, look at people claiming relationship now.
Yes,
after I've
relationship
suffered.
Goals.
I sold my own car, the only car that I had.
Let me tell you, they will contribute and give it to you.
In which way? Where? Where were they when you were missing?
They have even stopped following. They didn't even follow on Instagram. Talk to us about your car. You get people.
Anyway, let's talk about our musings this morning. So, Stretch, answer this question and I'll ask the same to her.
Okay. Why do you want to ask
the
questions?
Because I am the one asking the question.
We'll answer as one.
I love that.
Now, the police arrest your babe with another man in a hotel.
Problem.
And then her mom,
the mother of my babe.
Yes, calls you to bail her. Please respond as a gentleman.
Okay, how does she ask? Yemisi. Or Nkechi has
My name should be Marianne.
Okay, Marianne has been arrested with a man in the hotel. I'll say, mommy and so.
Really?
See, because it's you.
Where is the man?
You don't even know who the man is.
She's been arrested.
So that's
with
the question.
Man.
Where is the man?
What if she went for a meeting with the man?
No. The question is, where is the man?
So
you arrested with the man.
So can you listen?
I will listen.
I didn't say in the message that they were arrested doing anything funny.
Okay.
She was just arrested with a man. So it could have been at the reception.
Okay. Now you're talking now.
But we'll be right back after this break. We're back. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. So I asked a question before we went on the break. I asked Trish and I'm going to ask Info Girl too because it's going to be vice versa. So a police arrests your babe or your guy with another man or with another woman in a hotel and their mom calls you to bail them. Please, as a gentleman or a gentlewoman,
I'm still in the witness
what
stand.
What would your response be?
I'm still in the witness stand here.
Please.
So as you have painted this scenario, may I?
Your honor. You have the floor, sir.
Okay.
You may.
Yes.
If
I am called in this situation, my girlfriend's mother knows that I am with her daughter, and she heard that the daughter was incarcerated with another guy. I, as a responsible man, who loves my girlfriend, who is a one-woman man, will leave my comfort and go to the place, no matter how late in the night it is. I'll make sure I get to the place and make sure the policemen or those who are there will tell me what happened. So I have a clear picture of this scenario before the arrest. Then when they've told me this and I corroborate with my girlfriend and the guy she's with that that is actually what happened, I will definitely bail her and the guy.
And the guy?
God, yes, win. Both of them.
What would be your reason for...
Both of them were... They're on the same... It's like having Muslim-Muslim ticket. They're on the same ticket. Two of them were arrested. So Muslim-Muslim or Christian-Christian ticket. They're on the same ticket.
I don't understand. Why are you getting...
It's like saying you want to talk about a people contested for election. You can't separate the tickets.
But you do not know this man. So what are you doing with him?
If she knows him, I know him. If she knows him, I know him. Anyway, wants to check it out. If she knows him, if she knows him enough to be arrested together with him in the hotel, I know the man.
I'll leave it there. Put a pin.
Yes.
Madam.
Put a pin on
Madam.
It.
Madam. Yes. What would you do?
Actually, I'm the woman that he's talking about. He bail me because he trusts I'm a good woman. That's why he will come and bail me.
You are bailing a man this time, madam.
Talk your own.
The man's mother has called you to bail him.
And he's with a woman.
And he was caught with a woman.
I will ask to speak to the man.
What is your business?
The woman,
with
rather.
What's your business with the woman? Well,
they're both in custody. You can't speak to anybody.
Why were you with
Where do you think
husband?
You are? The US?
Why
where you, you, get, you, get, where you, you can get a phone call?
The reason you are there is for dear. Bill, not for... You say dear.
Say dear. My dear.
My dear.
My dear. What are you doing with my husband? Anyway, guys, we want to hear from you this morning. This is our musing this morning. And don't forget, the caveat is... respond as a gentleman or a gentle lady. You're not gonna come there and be behaving like somebody that just was released from custody of kidnapping. You're like, stretch. Don't be angry.
Don't spoil my bad name.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could tweet with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos on our Twitter, on Instagram. On WhatsApp, please. Go to WhatsApp and send us a message. We would love to hear from you. All right. Well, the phone lines are open. I can see everybody's trying to call because Stretch is here. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Anonymous.
Anonymous! Anonymous, what's your blood group?
OYZ.
We can exchange blood. Don't worry. Go on.
Okay. Stretch, welcome back.
Whatever. Don't greet me.
You owe your return to Marianne.
Marianne Fire. Do you know if she's the one that locked me up?
Hey, wait. After all the suffer.
Why did you suffer? Talk, Jerry. Anonymous, talk, Jerry.
Life is not balanced.
Anonymous, talk, Jerry.
Okay, I'm always a gentle girl. I'll find out. I would not want to make hasty conclusions. So I'll go to this station for the guy's mother to call me. It means she must have also wants me to find out what's up. So I'll go to the station to find out what exactly brought them to the station.
This is the woman after my heart.
So once I find out, I would bait both of them.
See, tomorrow newspaper, Stretch wears Anonymous.
I'll bail both of them once I find out. And especially if they both are innocent. However,
trust no one, my love.
however, my eyes will be on my partner silently.
Like I'm watching, I'm gonna be watching you, you know, CCTV.
Yeah, I will not maybe be watching him based on suspicion. I just want to be sure
that
they did not collide.
That is not pregnant. Yeah.
That the motor did not jam. Okay, we understand.
Anonymous, thank you.
If they want to be sure that they did not collide, is it a collision cause?
Yes.
Hello.
Did the motor jam the motor?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Thank you.
Yeah, Emeka speaking for my papa.
Okay, Emeka, respond as a gentleman, Biko.
No, no, it's see, make I tell you the truth, okay?
Yeah, he says he don't turn out to
pigeon. That thing should happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I will first go to police station, mm-hmm. know what they have done.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they are caught in a hotel or doing the hotel business or mm-hmm. not, I will surely tell two of them.
Yes. That's a man.
Why?
That's a man.
There is something in life.
Yes.
You have to be very pure.
Yes.
Your life. It is true that this is my girlfriend.
Yes.
Somebody, she was caught with someone in a hotel, even during the act.
Yes.
Why should I not go and bear her?
Exactly.
Did the man put her on arrest or drug her and take her to the hotel? She went there
by herself
with the man. So why?
Excuse me, sir. How do you know this?
How
do you know that she went there on her own?
How would she know?
Now, because you cannot just remove someone and confuse person, and the person will follow you to a hotel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we should be very pure in all our dealings.
Yes.
That is how to make a better society. Mm-hmm. You don't make a better society through deceit we offer in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I will surely bet two of them.
Yes.
And when they have, they are not out. You understand me?
Then you kill them.
Whether am I even discussing with the man or not? Then I'll go back. When the girls come back,
then you
that is when I will put her to the place where I'm supposed to put her.
Why would you think that he's gonna kill her?
I'm saying, bring her back.
Oh, so that's what you would do because
it's illegal to kill somebody in police station now.
Because the guy was so calm, and that's how calm you were.
No,
So we're going somewhere here.
I'm not saying that.
No. This is going somewhere here. You're saying that because he's calm, he's as calm as calm can be.
No.
He has ulterior motives.
No, I'm saying if you bring them out, you cannot go and go to police station and kill somebody.
You cannot go and go.
Yes, you have to bring them out to police station before you can do anything to them.
But the police, they've got their eyes on you.
On who?
Because you see, you can't.
I obey them. I told the man.
Even
okay,
the police will be looking at you like, Oga.
I said, no.
Oga, are you sure you want to obey this man?
No, I'm bailing two of them. They can't
Oga,
be here.
Are you sure?
They can't be here. I can't harm them here.
Anyway, there's somebody on WhatsApp. His name is Muhyiddin. Muhyiddin is a good man, like Stretch. He says, I need to know the reason for the arrest,
yes.
Who she's with.
Yes.
Maybe she was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes, but you want to kill them.
Yes.
And this guy now said, good morning, Nigeria Info Crew. I will apply Achebe's prescription. Chase the kites away before blaming the hen for wandering in the bush. I will bail them, then we talk.
Exactly.
That's for my phone.
Mr. Shas.
Me, I will ask what they did.
The lawyer that you...
Before eat. You bail them.
Before I... Yes.
You're a wicked person.
Wait, why is she
gentle
wicked?
Person now.
It's my
At
money.
At least I even came.
Are you with me?
Jail.
What are you even doing in the hotel?
Bring them out first from captivity.
Excuse me.
Oh, well, anyway.
I'm not even going to have a conversation with you. I'm asking the police. I'm sorry, officer. So where did you find it? Where exactly did you say?
Yeah. They were in a hotel. It could be anything.
No.
A hotel is a massive place. Where in the hotel?
Hotel room.
Oh, in the room. What were they doing?
The conference.
Except they said that they would not tell me unless I bailed them.
No, there are two things. Pants down or did they have their clothes on?
It doesn't matter.
On.
They were fully dressed.
No, it will determine a loss of
the point of arrest.
I'm going to do exactly that.
At the point of arrest, they were fully dressed.
What were they? Why did you arrest them?
They were arrested because of suspicion in the hotel. They were raiding the hotel and they went to different rooms and took people.
Uh-huh.
So they are one of the people who take it. And before you can let them go, you have to be bailed. But they found two of them in the hotel room, fully dressed. Oh, yeah. Just look at their faces. Oh God, I should be a lawyer.
But the thing is, why have a conference inside a hotel room? When the hotel has
them?
A conference hall.
Are you bailing them or not?
Is it not my money? Why are you come? Why are you shouting at me?
Home now.
Why are you shouting at me? Is it your money?
Oh, yeah, in court. They were trying to cut costs at all costs. That's why they used rooms at the conference.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Esquire.
Stretch, my guy!
Hey! Go sit down! You that didn't come to check me!
Pastor Latino!
Hey!
What is that about?
I have no clue.
This man, you are from another venue. Don't mind it.
My brother, now Jonah, they talk. It's almost not the voice.
Hey! Jonah!
Jonah of life. Jonah, I mix you. No trouble. God will judge all of you.
Hey, did you contribute money to God?
Did you go and find out what was wrong with me? I was tired.
I was like, I called Marianne that day that, oh, where is my one and only brother now?
Oh,
she said, I said, stretch.
It's your business.
She said, I
go
to holiday.
I will
keep my chicken.
I beg. The chicken lap has rotten now.
I like the way you're trying to prove your love for stretch. Mm. I love this.
I beg, answer our question. What will you do?
My own, let me not deal with the matter. My own, be say, I want to talk about all those. Let's go come out and do that voting matter.
Jonah. We don't take responses to our sound off. Okay. So what we're talking about now.
But we understand you. Yeah, stay there. Yes, understand you. Mm. Yeah, we get you. Yeah, all right.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
785. You won't
dial it.
That's
somebody's.
I don't understand.
You won't dial it. Do your work.
She called her old number and put it on last speaker.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
You guys are making me happy here.
We greet you.
We greet you back.
My dad, yeah, kudos to you. Mm. You're a good man.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not a gentleman.
I'm not a gentleman at all.
My name is John from Saboyaba.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me go straight to what you are asking.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not a gentleman at all. You see, I work in the hotel. My initial job many years ago was in the hotel. Yeah. So I know the bad ugly that is happening in the hotel.
Yeah.
So, and I heard that my girlfriend or my fiancé, whoever you call her,
or your financier,
is in my life.
Mm.
They arrested him and she and somebody.
Ah, for fear.
Okay? I'm a bad man.
Why wouldn't you go? What are your reasons for not going?
I want to go to the police to inquire to know what is happening. You go come back to me.
How?
I will know what happened. I will hear from the hospital.
But why do I have to wait for that long?
There are so many people in the river.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's hypothetical.
Oh my god.
Before you go and break up with us.
As in, why so salty, sir? Drink some water.
Hello, good morning, what's up?
Good morning. Oh my goodness.
Good morning, Marianne. Good morning, Fresh.
Morning, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mirabel calling from Ikoti.
Hi, Mirabel. How are you?
Mira.
This conversation is very funny. Like, I've just been thinking about it. If my mother-in-law calls me and tell me my own one calls me hotel, I'll first go to that hotel. I'll tell her, what's the hotel?
Mm-hmm. You go to the hotel or police station?
I'll go to the hotel.
This one is wicked.
Before police will come to the hotel, and the hotel will be expecting some of the family members to come and confirm what happened. I'll go to the hotel and ask questions. I was the first one. No, but if someone that's not giving me any reason to suspect
that was him before,
it's not just easy like that. No.
Me, I was thinking of marrying you before, but this is dangerous.
How many do you want to marry?
I'm not marrying. Have I married anyone?
It's fine. I'm not complaining.
You and Anna, you want to marry.
I'm not complaining.
That's how you were falling into Ikorodu. Ikorodu has been out twice.
Oh, things are passing.
I will not come again.
Are you sure we want to mention Miriam as our family friend?
I don't even understand.
You are encouraging adultery.
I'm not complaining now.
I'm an adult.
We have an understanding.
I'm an adult. dogs. I can't commit it.
Anyway, let's go to Twitter. We've got a tweet here, a very interesting one from Koka Olumide. He says, Bill Kihade. Bill Kihade. What kind of bail are you talking about? He kill you there.
You guys take it easy now.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Otari.
Mm-hmm.
Bros, I greet all of you.
Bros, now adults will not get work. Bros, now unemployed adults.
I'm so on top of the sun. I'm under the weather somehow.
Okay.
Christmas and New Year, yes, hangover.
Continue,
sir. You're making me annoyed. But yeah, go and new target for Lokota, Yamatana home. Go and new target for Oroshoki. Before you cross Second Niger Bridge, otherwise, come and carry a bridge. Come and carry a bridge now.
Okay.
I tell you, I will take that for you.
Okay. he's talking about promise. So he's using Marianne to replace promise.
Oh, What promise is that?
She knows who's promise.
We were a little bit confused.
Yeah, we were very. Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, just alive. Good morning.
Morning, I'm calling from Magboro. Lucky Lola.
Ah, Lucky.
Eka Ro.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, about this your question, You know what? Something must kill a man.
Okay.
A man who planted corn by the roadside and a man who married a beautiful wife, they both share the same problem.
Drop the quote.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law should come to me, you know, that my babe, you know, was found in an hotel room.
With another
first
man.
First of four.
Go down low.
I go first talk saying a wrong number.
You evil.
I will say, ma, this is a wrong number.
I know
lucky,
your voice
lucky,
now. Lucky,
you are calling me.
I'm a gentleman now. Listen to me, I'm a gentleman. Yeah. After denying that this is a wrong number, I know they will settle everything. And at the end of the day, when the letter come to me, I'll tell them that, madam, I didn't know you didn't call me or something like that. But for my wife to be found in an hotel room. Omona, long story. I'm telling you.
Ah, okay.
Okay, Lucky.
Lucky
says you go incognito. He doesn't want to hear the shit bed mama run. All right, let's take some messages.
This one says, what's up, Lagos? For them to be arrested, there must be more to you than meets the eye. I'll ask my mother girlfriend-in-law what happened. I will then go and to the station to ask the police their version of the story. Mm-hmm. I'll ask my babe and the guy their version after bailing them at different time.
Yes.
I'll pay attention to details. I'll ask my babe much later in a different manner and try to juxtapose the responses before I know if to keep or discard the relationship.
Whose story can you believe? Because you see, in this scenario, it's very difficult. You can't also believe the police because, yes, you know, once mother don't cross enter police station, story go change.
Yes, and once you know that police is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Harry,
exactly. Harry's, and then because these two other people are trying to save their backs.
Harry said, what's up, Lagos? I will bail the both of them and collect my money from the guy. Hey, I think just join them as couples after the matter.
That's deep. That's deep.
All right. Now, this one says... good morning, what's up, Lagos? I wouldn't like the misconception of the hotel singing. They may want absolute privacy to have whatever conversation that they were having. And it could be the main reason why they were there and to also avoid people misunderstanding them.
Yes.
So that's the main reason why I'll build...
So the misunderstanding now took you to the bedroom that you'll be most misunderstood.
No, secondly, if the table may have sang to me being... I don't even understand what it's the table may have means. I've sang to me being in my boyfriend's position. I'll be very heartbroken should my boyfriend make hasty conclusions because I was arrested with another guy in the hotel. Okay. Thank you. God bless you. I'm texting from the land that Stretch God released from, by the way.
Amen. Yeah, to all my Ikorodu
pastors. Ikorodu, we are going to bring DSS to come and sack
to all
that
my
place.
Because
you keep taking my Stretch.
Yeah. Ikorodu,
nobody takes a Stretch. It's inside of you. Just like this. You have stretched. Try it now.
Okay. Pandicolate is the English word. Pandicolate.
It's okay.
It's Stretch. Yes.
It's okay. Let's leave it. We want to take a few more calls on this matter. But on Twitter, Israel Owobamiri says... that depends on the cause of the arrest. I may do my best to set her free and let her go for eternity.
Let her free and let her go for eternity. Yes, so that they will not say they will not do anything for you.
So it's more like, goodbye, my lover.
No, come out of jail and go.
Goodbye, my friend.
Ew.
Ah, this is just not nice.
Nonsense.
I think this is where we play that Femi Obong Daniel song. That's that song that they play. After somebody's been told to go during the
competition,
the football analysis competition. Take it to Lagos. Anyway, we have just 40 seconds to go. We have to wrap this up because we have a bigger conversation to have later on. But this just tells me that Stretch,
I'm a nice guy.
Nah.
And I'm also a very nice woman. Want to watch myself.
Just let her out of prison.
You want to? Yeah,
she comes out. She will regret coming out of that.
I think I like Info Girl. She's more realistic. I mean, she's more realistic.
She has quaging.
I will not keep them in custody.
I'm not going to forget her position. See? My dear, what were you doing?
My dear.
So, but I think I understand Stretch's, you know, angle. He's just coming from, he's still traumatized. Yeah. So that thing is I've not been where you've been.
We're going to go on a quick break, guys. When we come back, we'll talk about the killings and the latest rise in police brutality. A guest is joining us in a bit and we'll have that conversation. Remember what happened on Christmas Day and the week before? We'll be right back. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 7 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Anacombe. Stretch is in the building. Yes, this is Agbanjo Gbanjo Sela in the studio. And then, of course, Info Girl is here. Now, we're going to talk about police brutality because there's been rising cases. We somewhat ended the year on a very sour note because we remember the death of the lady lawyer who was shot by a policeman around the Ajah area. We also had the young man who was on his way to buy fuel or petrol in a Keke Napep who was also shot dead around that Ajiwe police station. And today we have another case. My guest is joining us this morning, obviously, to discuss this matter. And it's very pertinent. It's very important that we have this conversation again. I always like for us to deal with issues such as this when it's happening so that they won't say, where are you people? You people never talk about it. You're always talking about politicians. Well, here we are. We're having this conversation. So there's a resurface of SARS and, of course, the rise in police brutality. In fact, it's so bad that I heard a preacher talking about them yesterday in service. He actually said that SARS needs to be stopped, and I was shocked that that was part of a message, you know. So it means that it's really bad.
Yeah.
Well, my guest is Akin Olaoye. Akin is an active citizen. Many of us will remember Akin from the End SARS campaign and, of course, the protest. Akin also is very active, you know, on a lot of issues when it comes to social and, you know, justice. Well, Akin, so good to have you join us this morning. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, everyone. How y'all doing?
We're good. Akin, so just as I reminded people about what happened in Ajah just before the year turned into 2023, there's also been a situation in Oka. I'd just like to give you some background and then we'll start the conversation. Now, three boys were arrested by the police for fighting in Oka, and then they were transferred to Akuzu SARS office. Their parents were made aware of the arrest, and then they went to see them last week. They were told that they had to pay about 150,000 naira for damages because they were fighting. Okay, this is what the police told them. The parents were still running around for the money. One of them, Uchenna James Okafo, his parents saw him on Tuesday, the 3rd of January, and tried to pay 50,000 naira share to bail him. But they were asked to return on Thursday as the IPO doesn't work on Wednesday and wasn't available. Now, they returned on Thursday to be told that their son had died the night before. The claim is that he woke up at night and hit his head on the wall, and they took him to the hospital, then he died. His parents were not called to be informed, as at now, they still have no access to his body. Now, again, the police. Why, somebody on Twitter was now asking that, why is SARS still functional? Why are they still killing young people? How did James Okafor die after seeing his parents a day before? And what happened at night before, you know, morning? And why wasn't the family informed immediately? And then, the family is asking, where is the body of this young man? And this might just be the only one that made it to, you know, the press. There's so many others that could have happened. But I want to start by asking Aki, why are we still having these kinds of conversations after what happened on October 20, 2020?
It's very sad. First of all, I'd like to sympathize with the family of the young man and family of many young Nigerians across the nation who continue to die at the hands of a police force that has promised reform, a police force that has seen reinvestments with training, a police force that, again, has promised to live up to the highest ideals with making sure lives and property are being secured, and the future of Nigeria is not a targeted group that will not allow to enjoy the promise of a great future. To reflect on this particular Akuzu SARS, some of the horrifying images with James Nwafor again, that's an unending case. We will see that we press that matter, even through subsequent changes in administration, where you had corpses dumped in the Ezu River, where you had young people go missing. Young people had all kinds of allegations hung on their necks just in a bit to see that extortion and perhaps harassment, was being perpetrated by criminal elements in a police force that's basically chartered to protect lives and property. And for these young people in Anambra and just Akuzu SARS, I think for me, at this point, we definitely need the IG of police to set up not a committee, but perhaps a dismantling process of that entire unit. Like, we need that building converted to a different kind of community service outlet, because you can't keep having the same horrifying stories out of a particular location. It's like you're repeating the same thing and expecting different results. So perhaps the DPO, all of the officers in that station need to be transferred. They need to just start from scratch and simply make sure that young people, especially in Anambra, and the citizens can live their lives in peace. I mean, let's even leave Anambra, as a focal point for now and spread the torchlight across the nation. If you are driving in Lagos and many metropolitan areas, there's been a recent rise in police checkpoints across the nation. Are you asking yourself, do we have these policemen on the road to conduct, search, stop and search, because there is a known increase in threat or perhaps, security information? Or again, as you saw during the festive season, they were everywhere. And what were you seeing? It was just simply to extort motorists and most especially young people. It's become a scourge. 2 years after young people laid down their lives, worked with the government, 5 for 5, where we had demands, again, yet to be 100% implemented, we are seeing a return back to status quo. What would it take as a nation to get it right? I mean, we keep asking these questions, but I think we're getting to the point where asking questions no longer enough. Do we take action back to the streets? What will it take for this IG of police who stops at his desk with making sure that a police force he has promised to reform, a president who has equally communicated to the nation saying he will invest properly with seeing that the police gets it right? What would it take? You have human rights commissions, you have all sorts of groups every day waking up, highlighting cases, and yet it's only getting worse. What will it take is my question.
My colleague has a question for you.
Akin, good morning and thanks for joining us. I would like to ask this. During the End SARS campaign, there was this elaborate solution to SARS, a different group was set up, a different group was launched. Something was told to us that SARS is no more. It's shocking to hear Marianne read from the days that SARS, they were taken to SARS. So what was that? What happened in 2020? Was it a cosmetic solution? Okay, you guys don't want SARS, let's add a letter to it. What do we do as a people? What do we do as a power? How do we handle this? Is it by, I mean, you told us SARS is no more. Now, is there still SARS? Who do we hold up to? What do we do as a people? Mm. What can we do?
So, I like the fact that you applied the word cosmetic changes, because what you see was simply stripping up the name SARS and replacing it with SWAT. So if you recollect at the time where the IG of police, okay, yeah, we accept your demands, we will end SARS, but we would transform into a unit called SWAT. And we came up with the end SWAT, because then again, we know Nigeria is a country in which, you know, if you can't secure lives and order, you simply just implement curfew.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get XYZ done, you just make life difficult for citizens. There's never a true solution to lasting to problems that have lingered. And the 505 demands, let me just, again, freshen our memories. We said release of all arrested protesters, justice for deceased victims, so Kolade Johnson and many cases like this young man in Anambra that we're discussing about. Unfortunately, we said set up an independent body to investigate and prosecute reports of police misconduct within 10 days. You will know that today that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
In line with the new police act, we said psychological evaluation and retraining of all these banded SARS officers before they can be redeployed, point four. So the same SARS units that got disbanded, did they retrain the officers? Before they redeploy them, did they mentally evaluate them to see that these people are fit for service? Are they going to be a danger to society or a danger to themselves and their families? And lastly, we said, hey, increase the police salaries so we can understand that the days of standing on the roadside as a police recruit earning 10,000 naira and having to feed off bribes of motorists is long behind us. But no, all of these things, young people, not a sitting House of Assembly, not a House of Reps, not the Senate, not the President, young people in Nigeria banding together saying enough is enough. You would think that a smart government, a group of politicians, or perhaps, let me even just throw the buck to a ruling party and say, these people would sit back and understand that for once, if young Nigeria, the future of the nation is saying these are things, I mean, there's already unemployment to worry about. There's lack of jobs. There's dwindling network resources. There's surging forex. Everything is against you as a young Nigerian. But the one thing you're saying is, now who they are alive, now you're they successful. Give us perhaps a peace to know that we can move freely. I can wear a tattoo on my body. I can carry dreadlocks. I can wear a face cap. I can have a laptop as an IT professional and not be harassed by a group of criminals masquerading as police officers. And you ask yourself, what would it take? So again, they simply disbanded SARS. They reintegrated many of these officers back into the force. Perhaps there were a few state judicial panels that went a mile with seeing that they could live up to expectations, but overwhelmingly across 36 states, many of the reforms have not been implemented. Many of the reports of these panels have not been implemented. So again, we're asking, what would it take?
I want to just, you know, go back a bit. You talked about, you know, transferring the guys in our car, and, you know, it makes me remember the fact that you know, the police spokesperson here in Lagos, Mr. Hunde, what's his name now, did say that they were moving these officers from the Ajiwe police station, transferring them because, in his words, they had become too used to the boys in the area and the crime and the criminality, and somewhat they could have been in cahoots with them. But what stops these guys from doing the same thing when they go to the next area that they're being posted to? So is it just about reposting and reshuffling? Because this is my question. This is where I'm stuck at. Does that solve the problem? Again, you talk about the fact that, oh, it's a ruling party or a group of politicians. But these group of politicians, they're not all from the same political party. In fact, some of them that were in opposition in 2020, who still are, I guess, spoke against it. But what have they done to push to make sure that there's a serious and active police reform other than just paying lip service and hoping that Nigerians will vote for them because of what they just said?
So, great question. And I refer to ruling party because, again, you know, we operate a federal police force, not a state police system. That's a debate for another day, perhaps. Is that the ultimate solution to what we're seeing with issues between police and communities, police and young people? I mean, I dare to say this. You can't be a young Ismaila, a police recruit from Kaduna, and you are posted to a community in Eket where you can barely speak the language. Yes, I understand. We want, you know, to crisscross Nigeria across the nation so we have a, you know, level playing field. But then again, I think we ought to look at the policing where people who belong to a society, to a community, who understand the problems of those communities, grew up in those communities, have the best interests at heart for those communities, should be the one policing those communities. So we can come back a different day to debate state policing. But then I say it because if you look at the ruling party and all of the, as they call it, assignments or perhaps nominations, you know, from the police officers unions to the board that sits, that has oversight on police matters, it's all at the desk of the presidency and vis-a-vis the ruling party. So that's why, again, I would not ascribe the problem to a young local government chairman who's of a different party, knowing that it's a federal problem. So our policing structure is federal. So again, the ruling party has to carry this weight. Now, not even trying to politicize the matter, and I'll take a step back from that. I'm simply saying, part of the 5 for 5 demands was, at the point where you are redeploying a police officer, are you reevaluating that officer and making sure that officer is fit for service? And there's enough investment in our budget to the Nigerian police force that these things are affordable. They are not out of reach. I equally know of line items from foreign government where trainings, where support, where material and financial contributions are made to the police force. So we cannot all around please say, oh, Nigeria is too broke to implement certain requirements. We've seen that we have a structured, a well-fit police force to handle our internal matters.
Aki, I'm sure that there's a lot to unearth on this particular matter. Now, for this boy's case, it's not just enough injury that he's died in police custody for whatever reasons, because of course the parents have been told that he hit his head on the wall and then, you know, passed out. But then his corpse is yet to be released to his family, which is a whole different kettle of fish on its own. Where do they even start from to get redress? Because again, from what we've had, the conversation we've had this morning and the questions that Stretch and I have asked, it looks like a lot of Nigerians who are caught in this net might just be left on their own if there's not a national outcry of sorts, like in the case of the lawyer.
So it's only unfortunate that it's when it's a prominent, you know, individual society related to people who have access to the media or perhaps, you know, certain platform that we see these cases get highlighted. And I really praise you all at 93 Info, 99.3 Info, for really taking this head on, because I think we ought to have in Nigeria where the son of a farmer, the son of a plumber, the son of a fisherman should equally have the same redress in a court of law, within our legal system, equally in the media. We've seen that everyone matters, and the quality of the cost of what is the value of a Nigerian life, I often ask people. And when I see cases like this being discussed on radio, it gives me hope and it gives me reassurance in the Nigerian dream many of us, you know, hope for. So again, kudos to you and your colleagues. Now, if you're thinking about this young man that, again, they claimed hit his head, he was last seen within the police station and its environment. He was in the custody of the Nigerian police force. As a Nigerian, if I can't sleep at night and I'm having nightmares and somebody's going to kill me, the safest place for me to go and pass the night should be a police station.
Should be.
So you should not have me in custody of the police and I actually wind up dead the next morning. That's and then my corpse is missing. Like, explain to me. You know, I don't, you know, it's sometimes in Nigeria, like, the more you look, the less you see. How is it that a young man who is within the covers of the police goes missing, his corpse goes missing or unaccounted for? And this is a country in which you've seen all kinds of criminality get perpetuated. Perhaps this young man's body could have gotten thrown into a mix of bodies that would claim, you know, were armed robbery suspects. You've seen a lot of that. When I was 18 years old in River State, I had a family, a very close friend, Odu. He was a young boy. He was a Uniport student. You know, USD at the time actually got executed by a police DPO. This was back in 1999. And at the time, he was labeled an armed robber, but he was just a young boy coming back from preschool. So for many of us, we've grown up seeing this horror. We understand what happens in our society, and we're only fearing the worst. Mm. If you have a young 16, 17-year-old kid, boy or girl, you go to bed at night wondering if that young person running an errand safe. Is safe and will come back home. And these things are just the horrors. In addition to many of the plights us Nigerians have to live through every day, we don't have power, we don't have water, we don't have healthcare. But on top of that, I can't just walk out down the street and come home as a young boy and not find myself, dead in a police station.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, and Lagosians would want to chime in on this, and I think one of my colleagues has a question for you. We'll be right back. It's still What's Up Lagos. Akin Olaye is our guest this morning. Stay with us. I'll take you to Lagos, to Lagos. All right, we're back. A stretch still in the building. Mary Anacone and Info Girl is still What's Up Lagos. Yes, it is What's Up Lagos, and it's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're live broadcasting from Itamiyan Crescent right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. And our guest is Akin Olaye. He is an active citizen. We're talking about the resurface of SARS and the rise in police brutality. So we're not just talking about SARS. We're talking about the police in general and all of the things that have happened even before Christmas Day and right after that. And of course, what's happened in Oka. And what the government of the day, whether it be the Buhari administration, whether it be the government that's coming after the Buhari administration, how do we deal with the Nigeria police force so that it can be going in the direction for which it was put together in the first place, policing, protecting lives and property, as opposed to what they're doing right now? And before we went on that break, I was asking that, is it enough to just talk about the or blame the government at the center as opposed to state governors, state houses of assemblies, state chairmen and local councillors who all are supposed to be our representatives and governments that is closest to us the most? And if it looks more like these people who are all from different political parties seem to be somewhat together in that silence, then what's the hope for policing in Nigeria? Well, the phone lines are open. We'd be allowing you to come in, call in, and of course, ask questions. Join the conversation. Share your concerns. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can call if you're a lady. 01465-7190. Where do we go from here? But we have a question, a quick question from InfoGirl. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you so much for your insight so far. I wanted to know, you said something about, you mentioned, using the tribesmen of a particular state as security personnel. And I'm wondering, doesn't this kind of shift away from the idea of integration? Are we not supposed to be centering our focus on the human side of these officials, their professionalism instead of focusing on using tribesmen of a particular state? What do you think about that?
Okay.
So, great question. And I think that was something I was trying to highlight earlier when we spoke. At the age of 10, I'll just point to a scenario. We had a police officer in the community where I lived, and his name was Hassan, and he was from Katsina. Mm. At the time, I used to try to, learn different languages. So he was someone I would speak to, very friendly, human, amazing soul. This guy really cared about the community, but he was far away from home. And at the time, I would ask my mom, I said, what's it like in Katsina? Why is a young police officer in River State, Port Harcourt, where I grew up? And she explained to me how she was a teacher, how the police force, again, would deploy officers from different states or regions to opposite regions in a bid to, again, as you call it, foster integration. Mm-hmm. Look at the NYSC, like you highlighted, and many other policies we have. But then something never made sense, because at the time, I can remember this officer traveling for about a month, didn't see him anywhere, only to return, and we're like, they traveled to bury one of their colleagues. And, I was young, didn't really understand, the concept of people dying and all of that. But then as I grew older, something struck me. You deploy me all the way from Sokoto or perhaps Gombe to Delta or to Akure, Ondo State. Mm. I don't know anyone in the community. I'm left to fend for myself. My income is crappy at the time. We knew Nigerian police officers are not paid very well. Today, again, with the new let me call it, demands we made, probably five for five during the NSARS. I hear police salaries have been reviewed upwards. I hope those wages are very livable, but it's been a known fact that Nigerian police officers were the worst paid individuals in Nigeria. So how do you give a man a gun, put the man in a community where he has no relatives, no friend, no social support network, and expect the same man with the training, the very poor training he has received, to live to the highest ordeals? It's impossible. Even when he's a good human being, there is still that measure of temptation to use that weapon or that tool of oppression within his possession to enrich himself or to feed himself. For many times, is them trying to really see that they have ability to feed. And I say this because we ought to review our policing structure. Every generation writes its rules. So people in my generation are simply saying, from what we've seen growing up, you cannot keep doing things the same way, expecting different results. At what point do we sit back as a nation and revalidate our policing structure? Perhaps do we have young people in societies who understand their communities, who understand the elements in their society, in their communities that are the problem, who understand the solutions to the problems? So when you transplant people from one community to another without adequate welfare, without, you know, a support system or a structure that gives them the relief that I will be okay, how do you then expect them to wake up every day and they get a phone call and they tell them there's an armed robbery down the street, and then he look at you, oh, when that armed robber kill me, who will bury me? Who will carry my body, go back my village? And you start hearing some of these things that, again, demotivate people. So psychology, as a country, we're very intelligent as Nigerians. We have the solution to our problems right in front of us. Is it a lack of political will? Is it political, or is it just cluelessness? Some people in power that, you know, we find ourselves with issues that we feel like we can never be resolved. And I'm simply saying, as part of our national conversation, as part of kitchen table discussions, what would it take to truly reform the police force? Perhaps it's about time we start looking at ways to close the gap between the police force and communities, and perhaps have people in communities be in charge of policing. People start talking of oppression. Right, but again, that's a different topic.
Okay. Hello. Okay, the phone lines are open, guys. 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. You can tweet with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos on Twitter. There's a post up there. Let us know what your thoughts are, and you could be part of the conversation on our YouTube and our Facebook. Join the conversation. Sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Thank you very much. I greet you guys.
We can hear you. Just go ahead.
I'm listening to your yes, and I love whatever you're saying. You understand? So Nigeria, apart from time, Nigeria has a cell already. But I pray that they will rise up in all departments. See, you, there's no way you can recruit a police and give him a gun and pay him 50,000 naira a month, or even 100,000 naira at Nigeria, that's where we are now. And you give him a gun and you don't want him to use it, you will not want him to be patriotic and love his dog and do everything, and then his house is hungry. 100,000 naira cannot do anything. You understand what I'm saying? It's not possible. Let Nigeria and the police force reform, get reformed. Those are serious things. God bless that death.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 60 seconds is the time that we have on the clock. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Victor.
Yes, my name is
Victor.
Victor Mesere.
Victor, your line is breaking. Victor.
Hello.
Yes,
hello?
Go ahead.
Police brutality cannot stop. Our brother, where is police officer, is he working for Abia State there? They keep her out, they call the rank, the one where she they shake guns, give orders, make them go work. So that they keep her that rank on 2020, January. So she just used to tell me that instead of her for before office, checking, no one a day, she must take 30,000.
Wow.
he must get 30,000. That's in his own, his mama with his mom, father with his brother and sister. So wow. Police brutality will not stop. Another thing is that they copy governor them. The kind words where it used to come from governor their mouth. That's the way where police copy them.
Okay.
They do waiting them like that's all right. The issue.
Thank you very much, Victor, for calling. Wow. He's saying, look, my cousin, enjoys, he'd rather not do the desk job. Yeah. He wants to be on the road because per
30,000
so
day.
He'd earn what he'd earn in a month if he were like a flatline civil actually. Servant.
That's
know?
About $1 million a month.
Do you know what that means?
180,000 naira weekly. Monday's a Friday, actually.
And that's why he's saying this might never end. But hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nice to call you from it. Refresh. Welcome back.
Happy Merci, year. My love. Well done.
Yeah, welcome back.
All right.
So, about the police brutality, there is this police station at Sabo, at Garage Ikorodu here. I was passing in Marowa one day. I saw a police officer with rifle putting out this snuff, this local snuff. He just had his gun. I was nothing on duty. He was on duty. I don't know, maybe he tied the thing on inside nylon or what. Yeah. I was seriously shooking it on his nose. I was like, when this thing turned this man head now, nah, he can do or do. So is this not the same police brutality that we are fighting for at Lekki, that the same police people come and shoot at us there? So what are we talking about? In fact, it is well. God will help us.
Mm. Amen. I think that's the most response you can get. Sure, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
God is
what's down. Up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Joseph. I'm calling you from Brooklyn.
Joseph, go ahead, please.
For me.
Joseph, please turn off your radio or walk away from it right now, please.
Yes, Ms. Zinda, I just believe one thing. And that thing is one thing that we should understand. The government that we talk about are the ones are seeing the police as a tool, as an operational tool. Knowingly seeing them as an operational tool. Like when they had to invite the military to the Lekki toll gate, they invited them to oppress and to suppress these people. So as to keep them perpetually under them, so nobody can ask questions. I have something that happened 3 days ago. A brother was coming to Lagos. He was brutally assaulted at all. His bags were torn. He was heavily beaten.
Wow.
For nothing. To whom do we complain? He was not killed. He was not shot. It wasn't in the social media. Nobody is aware. Nobody knows. But he was assaulted. He's been taking treatment. That is what we go through every day. They do those things to suppress us. So we can't say anything. People were killed at Lekki toll gate. So nobody will gather there again. Nobody will ask questions. They purposely, on purpose, are doing what they are doing. And they can't stop it. Because if they stop it, if they do the right thing, and put the police, especially the police.
We have to let you go because we wanted you to just land on your point. It's 60 seconds so that others can also be part of the conversation, all right? If you have questions, you got comments, we want you to join the conversation. We're talking police brutality. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
James from Isola.
James, go ahead, please.
I had one caller. The shooting at Lekki toll gate, that October 20th, 2020, it wasn't police, it was Nigerian Army. That shooting at toll gate, it was Nigerian Army, not police. Thank you.
Okay. I'm assuming that you're a police officer trying to... Mm. Yes, so thank you for setting the record straight. Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello,
can I
morning.
Respond?
Yeah, quickly after this
good
call.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Cheers to life.
Speaking from my papa.
Go ahead, America.
Go ahead.
See, know that the way police work in Anambra State is not the same way they work in Lagos State. Mm-hmm. And not the same way they work in Sokoto State. These are the same Nigerian police. In terms of Anambra State, as regards Nigerian police force, it is a hell of a state. Anambra is a state where the inhabitants use police for intimidation. and they are the people that hate this policeman so much. They use police to intimidate their fellow brothers. Understand me? Do you know if Nigerian police force is the only government profession and Nigerians start doing what they're supposed to do, that is the only government profession that we can put to proper, they will be behaving properly. These are the only government profession that we can put to be behaving properly. If we Nigerians should wake up, you know what I mean? But we are more of the problem than the police force. I am not the police force. None of my family members are police.
Quickly, in few seconds, how are we part of the problem? Or how are we
the
problem?
We are part of the problem is that we are not doing what we are supposed to be doing.
Which is?
Taking up issues, you know what I mean? If police will arrest you now, without you doing anything, there are processes you should go. You understand me? There are things you're supposed to do. It will start going down. But we are so... they will do whatever they like and we will do nothing.
Okay. Well, so he's saying we need to stand up to our rights, but...
this guy is dead. Well, he wanted to respond to something.
I think he wanted to, you know, quickly give a response to the guy who said it was soldiers who shot at the protesters.
Yeah, so the Lekki tollgate, I think oftentimes when, you know, people refer to police killers at the tollgate because the tollgate shooting was in two halves. The military showed up between, again, I'm very, you know, descript here. I mean, you know, distinct, 6:44 p.m. and 10 p.m. And the police came and did their bit between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. There was two parts, part one, part two. But then again, back to this gentleman I just spoke. I hear where he's coming from, but then again, he's equally attempting to gaslight and throw the problem back at Nigerians, which is unfair because, again, you can't expect if a young family or the average Nigerian family to live chasing their daily bread, to take up matters in the legal system that, you know, is basically a journey to nowhere. Mm-hmm. Have you seen what it takes filing an appeal in a Nigerian court? Then you talk more of going to a police station and let me just highlight this young person that the corpse is missing. You know, you take this family to abandon everything they're doing in the middle of grieving, in the middle of all the, you know, pain and sorrow, and we have to chase a system that is, you know, non-functional. So when you throw the problem back at Nigerians, I want to then ask, what are you attempting to do at the end of the day? You want to just push Nigerians to an ocean with all of the myriad of problems you have. Now, there's something that equally plagues us in Nigeria as a nation. We have a talent at blaming the victim. If a young girl gets raped, they'll tell her she wore mini skirts. Mm. If a wife is beating her home, they'll say she was rude to her husband. If a young boy is arrested outside the road, they say, hey, but look at your haircut. Mm. We always blame the victim. Before we take, I mean, without even taking a focal look at the problem, saying these are institutional issues that have to be resolved. And I don't know what it takes to reprogram in Nigeria, man, because I hear it all, you know, many times too often. I ask myself, are we psychologically damaged to a point where we cannot be redeemed? And I say this because if you're a Nigerian listening to this radio program, it ought to be a kitchen table discussion. Don't wait till it's a family member or it's a close friend or an ally that is a victim. But again, anytime we hear these cases, we should all feel the same emotion because it could be you or I walking down the street innocently, mm-hmm. that find your hands, you know, I mean, at the mercy of a system that is brutal. So I think perhaps it's the military complex we've suffered, you know, as a nation post, you know, military regime or junta where brutality was a way of life. You see a soldier flogging somebody side of the road, people remove their camera phones and start giggling. What is that to giggle about somebody's human right being trampled on? Mm. You see a police officer harassing somebody and they say, oh, serves him right, without even finding out what even transpired. Mm. Why would a police officer, again, harass a citizen and we gleefully, you know, admire the event? It's just, it's psychological damage through and through.
Okay, I just quickly wanted to add, because, you know, the man was saying that we have rights and we're not exercising those rights. You go to a police station, it's posted clearly, mm-hmm. bail is free. But we just talked a few minutes ago about having to pay a bail of 50,000 each for three boys who were fighting themselves.
Yeah.
150.
And then at the end of the day, one person is dead. We're yet to get an explanation that makes sense, and the corpse of this guy to, you know, being released to his family so that they can give him a proper burial. Talking about rights, where do those rights start and begin?
And even asking for redress, I mean, things as basic as there should be no checkpoints in some certain places, and the checkpoints are there blatantly.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that trips me is the one that you're driving behind a vehicle and the policeman in front of you is collecting money in your sight.
Shamelessly.
He does not even, he's fearlessly, I want to say.
He couldn't be bothered.
So I'm saying these things cut so deep, and you're telling me redress, where do you go to?
Exactly.
Who answers this?
If law enforcement is the one breaking the law. Well, we got messages on WhatsApp. Let's quickly get to it.
This is a very long one from Fred. He says, this police bad attitude is so bad that even our filmmakers also put those kind of practice in our local movies to show how hopeless it is. It's difficult to change the orientation. Even certain crimes now have a status response. You hear the IG of police is calling for this and that. What happened to the commissioners? Why are they silent? He says, for the police to just shift a whole set of policemen to another location without considering and deeply investigating the files. Have all these men open in this station? I don't understand that. It clearly shows Nigeria has very poor records in their stations. Definitely there is no zero case files. Then this one, he says, this state police thing will even be a major disadvantage for the service policemen, especially those that are from the community they police. Late last year, some bandits went directly to a DPO's mother's house in his village and killed his mother and brother. The community started to protest.
Well, that's because the system in itself doesn't work. It's not isolated. I mean, it's unfortunate, but then it has to be a system that works.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to go back and take a few more calls. I can see how this particular conversation has dampened a lot of people's morale, but then we have to have these conversations.
Yeah, there's
we have
one another question message here from Omenka John from Lekki. He says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Please, concerning your guests wanting to take charge of the police force in their community, my question is, are there no bad people or criminal in that same community? And it can jeopardize the whole effort of community policing. That's what he says.
Yeah, but we're saying let policing be decentralized. We're not saying give me gun, give Stretch a gun. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're saying. But then if we're talking about community policing here, we're saying you and I can also serve as people who, if we're watchdogs, if we see something wrong happening in our community, we're supposed to tip the police off. Who should not, go back to the people that
and say
it's Marianne that told me.
Be careful of your fat friend.
Yes.
that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he came to report, but be careful. You have a friend called Marianne. Be careful.
It reminds me of something, Stretch. I remember very vividly, if it wasn't 2016, it was 2017, of the young lady whose baby was raped by her landlord.
In River State.
In River State. Mm-hmm. And we took that particular case on the Morning Crossfire at the time. And we found out that it was the DPO that they reported the case to that went back to the landlord to say,
this is the person
that came to report to.
Are you serious?
The person. So unfortunately, we can't even rely, unfortunately, on some of these people who are law enforcement. So why would we feel safe to go to them to tell them what the problem is? So again, it goes back to that caller who's saying, we have rights and responsibilities, but if those rights are already being breached,
You say reform, it has to start from the electron, from the cell, from the atom level. It has to start from the beginning. When a policeman knows his duties, when a policeman
and knows the consequences of not doing it,
and there should be consequences.
But so are they?
Yeah. So if there are no consequences, there are no laws. If you tell me don't stand on the road, if I stand there, what will happen? Nothing.
Mm.
You encourage impunity. They do as they please.
Again, those men would tell you on the down low that there's somebody that they have to remit these monies to.
Have you heard the policeman tell you, I will waste you and nothing will happen?
Of course. I have had, I've said it before, I've had a drunk policeman wearing flip-flops, reeking of alcohol at 7 p.m. at night and carrying an AK-47 and telling me that I will shoot you, nothing will happen.
And nothing will happen.
Right in front of a police station, by the way.
Oh, okay.
On Abacha Road. Well, let's just take one or two more calls before we wrap things up. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Your 1 minute is finishing, bro. Cheers to life. Good morning. Your 1 minute has gone to 30 seconds. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Joe. I'm calling from Lekki.
All right. Go ahead, quickly.
Oh, it's an amazing day. Have you tried your life?
Yeah.
Thank God for your life.
Yeah. please, I want to confirm about the issue of this police. Because some incident happened to me that I have to find my way to police station. My bank told me to go and get a police report. So when I get there, before they ever gave me that police report, there was a lot of chakara and all that. They didn't take my issue serious at all. Where they were all doing, but finally, we later get the police report. But they told this for me. It was the problem. Then I was just thinking maybe three. So after everything, I said, okay, sir, please, can I have the police report so I can rush down to the bank so that they can do the needful? They told me I have to go and bring 20,000 naira for me to get the police report. So
20,000 naira?
Is this? Yeah, 20,000 naira.
Wow.
So I want to confirm, is this police report, is it free or... I don't know, they pay for...
Maybe they have a rates card. Maybe there's a rates card.
Maybe we have to ask for the police rates card.
Yeah, the rates card.
Because you see, the NIMC also has a rates card now when you go there. If NIMC made a mistake on your card, you pay 15,000. If you want fast track, 60,000. So maybe the police does have...
Maybe that one, police report, 20K.
Maybe the police does have... But I mean, the police spokesperson can be the one who would... Or any police officer, senior police officer would be in a better position to inform us about that. We have a message on Facebook. Let me just quickly read it, then we'll talk to Aki. Atanda Kayode here says on Facebook, there should be a series of method by which the police can apply enforcement to society. There's no need to carry a gun where there's a party or social activities where social activities are in progress. Similarly, there's no reason for shooting a gun anyhow at a checkpoint for no reason. Enforcement is not about guns. This one, Awopejo Omotayo Michael says we need to check the way and who are being recruited into our force in general. For him, he says, you can't just have anybody join the police force. Finally, Akin, before we let you go, because time is not on our side this morning, as we, you know, go about 2023, with all of the things that we've started the year with, the abductions and this killings by police officers and what happened before the year came to a close, I want to use the best of words to ask this question. Should we be very optimistic that with whether there's a new administration, a change of administration, that this would also come with a change in the policing in Nigeria?
Great question. I think now we're in a political season. Steering wheel is about to change hands. The presidency, again, many of us and many Nigerians often see as the end to all of our problems or the solution to our issues in Nigeria. I love to push back on that. You have House of Assembly members. You have House of Rep members. You have people running for statewide office. Those individuals in their campaign stumps as part of their manifestos, are we asking questions? Are we seeing that we're promoting candidates who speak to these issues? It's not just, again, speaking, you know, 10,000 foot level, subsidy must go, or perhaps, you know, some increased salaries. We're saying social issues like policing, do we have a laser-focused approach with seeing that we have solutions on the table? Are we looking to amend the Police Reform Act? Are we looking to, again, decentralize the police force?
We have to go. I'm so sorry. We have to go. Time is not on our side. Aki Olaye is an active citizen. He was one of those at the toll gates protesting for police reforms and against NSARS. Well, we want to say thank you, Aki, for being here and having this conversation with us. We're hoping that we'll have you back again talking about more social issues.
Thank you.
All right. And that's the show this morning, Lagos. Thank you all for being part of the conversation. Don't forget to follow Nigeria Info on all of its platforms. Go follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO, or just look for Mary Ann Dukakon anywhere. Stretch.
My name is Stretch. Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. See you tomorrow.
Info Girl.
See you tomorrow, too.
All right. Bye-bye, Lagos. Love you. By Pacific Center, I just hear you.